tired song. I'm singing in the tired song. Okay now. One, two, three, four.
Moč pesmi. Posebna oddaja v okviru Izven zakona o piscih pesmi iz Amerike in okolice vsako prvo sredo ob 10. zvečer na Radiu Študent.
Yes, yes, tonight at the Freaker's Home. Yeah, and you know that you're invited, one and all. Come on, baby, grease your lips, grab your hat, swing your hips, but don't forget to bring your whips. I'll take you to the Freaker's Bar. Blow your whistle, bang your gong, roll up something to take along. I feel so good that it must be wrong. I'm freaking at the Freaker's Bar. All the fags and dykes, the boogieing together. Leather freaks dressed in all kind of leather. The greatest of the sadists and the masochists to scream, please hit me, I'll hit you. The FBI are dancing with the junkies. All the streets are swinging with the funkies. Cross the floor and up the wall. I'm freaking at the Freaker's Bar. Yeah, freaking at the Freaker's Bar. Hard hats and long hairs kissing each other. Father with daughter, son with mother. Smear my body up with butter. Take me to the Freaker's Bar. Yours, if you kiss mine, I'm gonna boogie till I go blind. I'm freaking at the Freaker's Bar. Oh, the white freaks, black freaks, yellow and red ones. Necrophiliacs are looking for dead ones. Trickers, the slickers, they're getting their kicks with the woman's livers and a sexist pig. So the plaster casters casting their plasters. A masturbators baiting the masters. Cross the floor, up the wall. I'm freaking at the Freaker's Bar. Yeah, freaking at the Freaker's Bar. Yeah, I'm freaking at the Freaker's Bar.
Vsi ste povabljeni na zabavo odštekancev. Nas je vabil Shel Silverstein s pomočjo zasedbe Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show v pesmi Freaking at the Freaker's Ball na albumu z istim naslovom iz 1969. leta. Nocoj se bomo v posebni oddaji Moč pesmi, v kateri vsako prvo sredo v mesecu v okviru redne oddaje Izven zakona na vašem in našem Radiu Študent opevamo velike pisce nadčasnih pesmi iz Amerike in okolice, spomnili Shela Silversteina. Povod je objava zbirke priredb njegovih pesmi z naslovom Twistable Turnable Man po eni od njegovih pesmi. Tisto zbirko, ki je šla junija letos, bomo poslušali ob prvi priliki. Nocoj pa bomo poslušali njegove pesme v njegovi izvedbi. Tu je ena, ki jo je napisal za radijske voditelje, ki so se pritoževali, da so pesmi predolge za radijsko predvajanje. Zato jim je namenil 26-sekundno pesem, 26 Seconds Song.
DJs keep complaining, tunes run much too long. So I've gone and wrote myself a 26-second song.
Shela Silvestina mnogi poznamo bolj po njegovih pesmih v izvedbah drugih, od Johnnyja Casha do Mary Ann Faithfull in nešteto drugih. Nekatere od tistih pesmi niti nimamo v njegovi izvedbi. Večkrat smo tudi presenečeni, ko ugotovimo, da je neko pesem napisal prav on. Recimo The Ballad of Lucy Jordan, ki jo je ovekovečila Mary Ann Faithfull. Mimo grede, ob pripravljanju tele oddaje sem se, Milko Poštra, ki vas seveda lepo pozdravljam, s pomočjo Jureta B., prav ob pesmi The Ballad of Lucy Jordan sem se spomnil, da že kakih 5 let nismo poslušali Mary Ann Faithfull. Zato bomo naslednji teden v redni oddaji izven zakona pogledali, kaj je počela v zadnjem času. Tu pa je pesem, ki pripoveduje zgodbo o oboževalcu Johnnyja Casha, ki si je najbolj na svetu želel, da bi bil v prvi vrsti na njegovem koncertu. Vendar so bili nastopi v dvorani Grand Ole Opry, kjer je nastopal Cash razpredani mesece in leto vnaprej, ko se je dotični oboževalec poskušal prikopati do svojega sedeža v prvi vrsti, pa je pristal v zaporu. Tam se mu je nenadoma želja uresničila. Vemo namreč, da je Johnny Cash večkrat nastopil v zaporih, kot sta Folsom Prison in San Quentin. Front row to hear old Johnny sing.
Now you know some fellas, they want fame and fortune. Yeah, and other fellas, they just want to swing. But all I wanted all my life was a TV set and a truck and a wife and a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Yeah, the TV and the truck I got on credit. And I got that girl with a little old Woolworth ring. And life was warm and life was sweet, but still it was kind of incomplete without a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Hey John, do walk the line, do deal you one more time. Hey, when you do, them cotton fields, you warm this heart of mine. Bow, 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 bow. So one day I thought, hey, I'm gonna do it. That's what I said. So I mortgaged the farm and pawned her wedding ring. I sold the gold tooth out of my mouth and jumped in the pickup and headed south for front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. I hit Nashville cold and wet and hungry. I said, I'm here, bring him on and let him do his thing. But they told me down at the old pit grill I'd have to go all the way to Hendersonville for front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. I found his house knocked on the door and it was open by a brown-haired girl and a baby with a teething ring. I said, I seen you somewhere before, but don't stand there and block the door. I want a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Hey, John, do walk the line. Do deal you one more time. Hey, when you do, big river, John, you warm this heart of mine. Bam, bam. She said I'd have to go down to the Opry. And the fella there said I'd have to wait till spring. He said we've been sold out for months and months, and this poor insane fella wants a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Well, he said a couple more things and I started crying. And then he laughed at me and that's when I started to swing. Well, I bust through the doors in a roaring rage, crawled over the crowd till I reached the stage for front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Hey, John, do walk the line. Do deal you one more time. Hey, when you do, that ring of fire, you warm this heart of mine. Bam, bam. Then some crazy guard started shooting. Whew. I shot back, and the next thing I know, I was winged and on the floor. When a guy in a voice kind of deep and low says,
boy, that's a mighty long way to go for a front row seat to hear anybody sing.
And I guess that judge, he weren't no music lover. I got 15 months, but that don't mean a thing. 'Cause yesterday in the prison yard, a show come through and hardy hard, I had a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Hey, John, do walk the line. Hey, John, do
Seveda vsi vemo, da je Johnny Cash proslavil Shela Silverstina s svojo izvedbo pesmi A Boy Named Sue. Še ena na vse duhovita pripoved o očetu, ki je zapustil družino in svojega sina, ki mu je pred tem dal dekliško ime, da bi se utrdil in se znal spopasti z udarci usode. Na koncu sta se oče in sin srečala. Boy Named Sue.
Hey, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much for my and me, just his dear old guitar and a half-filled bottle of booze. And it wasn't just that he run and hid, but the meanest thing that old man did is before he left, he went and named me Sue. Yeah, he must have thought it was quite a joke, and it got lots of laughs from lots of folks. It seems I had a fight my whole life through. Well, the girl would giggle, and I'd turn red. Some guy would laugh, but I'd have to bust his head. And I'd tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Yeah, I grew up quick, and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, and my wits got keen. I roamed from town to town to hide my shame. And I made a vow to the moon and stars. I'd search them honky-tonks and bars. And I'd kill the man that gave me that awful name. It was Gatlinburg in mid-July. I drove up and my throat was dry. I thought that I'd stop in and have me a brew. In an old saloon on a street of mud. And there at a table dealing studs sat the dirty, heartless hound that named me Sue. Yeah, I knew that old man was my dad from a worn-out picture my mom had had. I knew the scar on his cheek and his twinkly eye. He was kind of bent, gray and old. I looked at him, my blood run cold. I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you're gonna die. So I hit him hard right between the eyes. He went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and he cut off a piece of my ear. So I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and out into the street. I kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. Well, I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. Then he went for a gun and I heard him curse when he seen that I had grabbed it first. He looked up at me and he said with a sheepish smile, he says, boy, he says, this world is rough. If a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I knew I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. And you knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. He said, you just fought one heck of a fight and I know you hate me. You got the right to kill me now. I wouldn't blame you much if you do. But you ought to first thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the steel in your eye. Cause I'm that heartless hound who named you Sue. What could I do? I got all choked up, put down the gun. I called him Pine, he called me son. And I come away with a whole different point of view. And I think about him now and then. Every time I try and every time I win. And you know, if I ever have a son, I think I just might name him Jim. I'll name him Bob or something like that. I still hate that old man for hanging me up and putting me up tight around girls. I'll name my kid Jack or Frank or Rocky. And if I ever see that man again, I'll wipe him out. I won't let him talk me out of killing him.
Pesem Boy Named Sue najdemo tudi na plošči Shela Silverstina Boy Named Sue and His Other Country Songs iz 1968. leta. Kasneje je na albumu Songs and Stories iz 1972. Shel Silverstin napisal še nadaljevanje omenjene pesmi, pravzaprav pesem, ki pripoveduje nekoliko karikirano različico iste zgodbe, kot jo je videl oče fanta po imenu Sue. Poslušajte, Father of a Boy Named Sue.
Okay, now years ago, I wrote a song called A Boy Named Sue, and that was okay and everything, except then I started to think about it, and I thought, it is unfair. I am looking at the whole thing from the poor kid's point of view, And as I get more older and more fatherly, I begin to look at things from old men's point of view. So I decided to give the old man equal time. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I left home when a kid was three, and it sure felt good to be fancy free, though I knew it wasn't quite the fatherly thing to do. But that kid kept screaming and throwing up and pissing in his pants till I had enough, so just for revenge, I went and named him Sue. Yeah. It was Gatlinburg in mid-July. I was getting drunk, but getting by. Getting old and going from bad to worse. Went through the door with an awful scream. Comes the ugliest queen I've ever seen. He says, "My name is Sue. How do you do?" And then he hits me with his purse. Now this ain't the way he tells a tale, but he scratched my face with his fingernails, and then he bit my thumb and kicked me with his high heel shoe. So I hit him in the nose and he started to cry, and he threw some perfume in my eye, and it sure ain't easy fighting an old boy named Sue. So I hit him in the head with a cane back chair, and he screamed, "Hey, Dale, you must my hair!" And he hit me in the navel and knocked out a piece of my lint. He was spitting blood, I was spitting teeth, and we crashed through the wall and out into the street, a kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the cream, the mint. Then out of his garter, he pulls a gun. "I'm about to get shot by my very own son," he's screaming about Sigmund Freud and looking grim. Whew. So I thought fast and I told him some stuff, how I named him Sue just to make him tough, and I guess he bought it, because now I'm living with him. Yeah, he cooks and sews and cleans up the place. He cuts my hair and shaves my face and irons my shirts better than a daughter could do. And on the nights that I can't score, well, I can't tell you any more, but it sure is a joy to have a boy named Sue. Yeah, a son is fun, but it's a joy to have a boy named Sue.
Še ena pesem nam je dobro znana, 25 Minutes to Go, ki jo je prav tako izvajal tudi Johnny Cash, pa Diamanda Galas, Pearl Jam in še kdo. Pesem na smrt obsojenega, ki odšteva zadnje minute svojega življenja. 25 Minutes to Go.
Well, there be gallows outside myself. I got 25 minutes to go. And in 25 minutes, I'll be in hell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they give me some beans for my last meal. 23 minutes to go. And you know nobody asked me how I feel. I got 22 minutes to go. So I wrote to the governor, the whole damn bunch, 21 minutes to go. And I call up the mayor and he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Well, the sheriff says, "Boy, I wanna watch you die." 19 minutes to go. And I laugh in his face and I spit in his eye. I got 18 minutes to go. Well, I call up to the warden to hear my plea. 17 minutes to go. He says, "Call me back in a week or three." You got 60 minutes to go. Well, my lawyer says he's sorry he missed my case. 50 minutes to go. Yeah, well, if you're so sorry, come up and take my place. I got 14 minutes to go. Well, now Here comes the Padre, save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so damn cold, I got 12 more minutes to go. Now the test in the trap, it chills my spine, I got 11 minutes to go. Cause the goddamn thing, it works just fine, I got 10 more minutes to go. I'm waiting for the pardon, gonna set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this ain't the movies, so to hell with me, I got 8 more minutes to go. And now I'm climbing up the ladder to the scaffold peg with 7 more minutes to go. I better watch my step or else I'll break my leg. I got 6 more minutes to go. Yeah, with my feet in the trap, my head in the noose, 5 more minutes to go. Well, come on, something and cut me loose. I got 4 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I see the sky, 3 more minutes to go. And it's too damn pretty for a man to die. I got 2 more minutes to go. I can hear the buzzards, hear the crows, 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go.
Mnogi ustvarjalci in izvajalci so torej imeli velik uspeh s pesmimi Shella Silverstina, on pa s svojim uspehom ni bil preveč zadovoljen, ali pa se je norčeval iz tega. Na že omenjenem albumu Freakin' at the Freakers Ball je pel naslednjo pesem Everybody's making it big but me. Vse mi je uspelo, le meni ne.
A hero, he's a superstar. They say that Paul McCartney drives a Rolls Royce car. And Dylan sings for millions, I just sing for free. Hey, everybody's making it big for me. Oh,
everybody's making it
big for me.
Everybody's making it big for me. Everybody's making it, making it, making it. Everybody's making it.
Na albumu Freakin' at the Freakers Ball ima Shel Silverstein še eno izvrstno pesem, pripoved o tem, kako si vsaka rock'n'roll skupina želi priti na naslovnico ameriške glasbene revije The Rolling Stone, cover of The Rolling Stone.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey Ray, hey Sugar, tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers, we got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we've never known. It's the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Katie who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Not the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah. Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Little teenage blue-eyed groupies who'll do anything we say.
We got a genuine Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way.
We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone.
And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
We ain't on the cover,
baby. Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother? Wanna see my smiling face
on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Front smiling man. Oh, beautiful.
Večina pesmi na albumu Freakin' at the Freakers Ball so Shelo Silvestino, kot sem že omenil, pomagali posneti člani zasedbe Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, ki so imeli velik uspeh s pravka slišeno pesmijo Cover of the Rolling Stone. Kot prav tako dobro vemo, so imeli veliko uspešnico z izvedbo še ene pesmi Shelo Silvestina, Sylvia's Mother. Še ena pesem Shela Silvestina pravzaprav recitacija pripoveduje o neuspehu rock'n'roll band, rock'n'roll skupina z albuma otroških pesmi A Light in the Attic iz 1985. leta.
Rock'n'roll band. If we were a rock'n'roll band, we'd travel all over the land, we'd play and we'd sing and wear spangly things if we were a rock'n'roll band. If we were a rock and roll band and we were up there on the stand, the people would hear us and love us and cheer us. Hooray for that rock and roll band. Oh, if we were a rock and roll band, then we'd have a million fans. We'd giggle and laugh and sign autographs. If we were a rock and roll band, if we were a rock and roll band, the people would all kiss our hands. We'd be millionaires and have extra long hair if we were a rock and roll band. But we ain't no rock and roll band. We're just 7 kids in the sand with homemade guitars and pails and jars and drums of potato chip cans. Just 7 kids in the sand talking and waving our hands and dreaming and thinking, ooh, wouldn't be grand if we were a rock and roll band.
Sheldon Allen Silverstein se je rodil pred 80 leti, 25. septembra 1930. leta v Chicagu. V 50-ih je služil vojsko na Japonskem in v Koreji, kjer je risal stripe za vojsko in s tem pritegnil pozornost. Po odpustu iz vojske se je preživljal z raznimi priložnostnimi deli, menda je tudi prodajal hot dog na štantu, ob tem pa še naprej risal stripe, pa tudi stripe risal tudi za revijo Playboy. Konec 50-ih se je začel ukvarjati še z drugimi področji ustvarjanja, tudi z glasbo in s pisanjem pesmi. Tako je 1959 leta objavil prvi album z naslovom Harry Jazz, na katerem ga je spremljala zasedba The Red Onions. Na njem je izvajal pesmi drugih, pretežno tradicionalne jazz napeve, vmes pa še dve svoji pesmi. 1962 leta je sledila naslednja plošča Inside Folk Songs. Na njej je tudi prej slišena pesem 25 Minutes to Go, pa tudi The Unicorn, ki so jo izvajali The Irish Rover. Uvodno pesem z te plošče Bury Me in the Shades oziroma Bury Me in My Shades bomo poslušali ob koncu oddaje. Medtem je Shel Silverstein svoje stripe objavljal v knjižni obliki, začel pa je izdajati tudi knjige za otroke in nastopati na televiziji. Takrat so njegove pesmi začeli izvajati Johnny Cash, The Brothers Four in drugi in imeli z njimi uspešnice. Shel Silverstein pa je sredi 60-ih objavil koncertno ploščo I'm So Good That I Don't Have to Brag, s katere bomo poslušali razprostranjeno izvedbo naslovne pesmi I'm So Good That I Don't Have to Brag.
Yeah. Now I'm warning all you women, don't stand too close to me, 'cause you might catch fire. Now you're talking to a man in a whole other kind of bag. Well, I'm three parts tiger, one part snake. I'll fall you to sleep and I'll bite you awake. And I'm so good that I don't have to brag. I need an atom machine to count up all the women I've ruined for other men. Now compare to me, Paul Bunyan is a screaming fag. I'll shift more gears, pump more juice. I'll turn you every which way but loose. And I'm so damn good that I don't have to brag. Yeah. Now there's 20, 30 beautiful women asleep at the foot of my bed. And every night, I hear them sighing. They say that I don't miss a thing. They say that I'm the loving king. And I'm too nice a guy to say they're lying. Now I've been making love professionally since I've been only 6 years old. Now I really learned the way how to wiggle away. And still I'm such a modest man. You know I'm twice as great as I think I am. I'm so damn good that I don't have to bump, bump, since bump, 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 good that I don't have to brag. Bump, 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 yeah. And I'm telling you men, keep your 18-year-old daughters off of my back. And your wives, they like the way I carry on. Your mother's for a while. You notice she's wearing a funny sort of smile. Well, that just means I've been there and I've gone. Back-a-doom, back-a-doom, back-a-doom. Yeah. Now I once got captured by some Amazon women down in the Fiji Isles. They were fighting over me to see who'd be my bride. I had to kill them all, and I will admit it, and I won't tell you how I did it, but I'll tell you, each one was smiling when she died. Now the day I die, every woman in the country gonna go around dressed in black. And they'll probably add another star to the American flag. And they'll build me a monument 40 feet high saying, oh, it's a shame he had to die. He was so damn good, he never had to bump. Now if you got a frigid woman, I'm on a cure for $100. You can bring her around my house at 4 o'clock. And you can come and pick her up at 4:03. If you can pry her off of me, I got a whole lot of others just waiting around the block. Yeah.
So baby, don't call me up at 3 o'clock in the morning no more, threatening suicide. I mean, go ahead and do it, honey. 'Cause waking me up is a drag. And you can leave a note for all the rest, saying at least you've had the very best, and he's so damn good that he don't have to go to the to a man in a whole other kind of bag. I'm three parts tiger, one part snake. I'll bowl you to sleep and I'll bite you awake. And I'm so good, I never have to learn. I'm so good, I sell the livers. But I don't have to brag. Yeah, I'm so good I can just keep it to myself. I don't have to tell nobody about it.
Odlična koncertna plošča I'm so good that I don't have to brag, en najboljši dokument frikovskega in nasploh glasbenega kulturniškega dogajanja v Ameriki sredi 60-ih let. Za tem je 1966 leta sledila plošča Drain My Brain, o kateri nimam nobenih podatkov, 1967 plošča se nastavlja naslovom Shel Silverstein, leto kasneje pa že omenjena Boy Named Sue and His Other Country Songs, s katere sedaj poslušamo še eno pesem, Cloudy Sky.
Moon, she is a pretty girl who lives up in the stars. And that old cloud, he's a gray old man who loves her from afar. He loves her from afar. When Lady Moon smiles down on him, oh, cloud is all a wonder. So he starts to sing to her, and that's what makes the thunder. Don't you listen, baby, that's what makes the thunder. Love is just a cloudy sky as far as I can't see. And that old cloud up in the sky, he got as much chance in love as me. And some dark nights, she won't come out when she hears him calling. The tears come streaming on down his cheeks, and that's the rain of falling. Don't you feel it, baby? That's the rain of falling. No, love is just a cloudy sky as far as I can see. And that old cloud up in the sky, he's got as much chance in love as me. And when the night starts to get light and he can see her going, he throws a kiss across the sky, and that's the wind a-blowing. Can't you feel it, honey? That's the wind a-blowing. Oh, love is just a cloudy sky as far as I can see. And that old cloud up in the sky, he's got as much chance as me. He got as much chance as me.
V 1969 leta je sledila ena ključnih plošč Shela Silversteina, omenjena Freakin' at the Freak Razbol. Če smo svoj čas spraševali člane skupine Bulldozer, ali se zgledujejo po Franco Zappi in Mothers of Invention, bi jih mogoče morali vprašati še, če so svoj album Pljuni istini v oči mogoče ustvarjali spomino na to Silvestinovo ploščo Freakin' at the Freakers Ball. Z nje poslušamo še eno pesem s pomenljivim naslovom I got stoned, but I missed it. Zadel sem se, pa se tega ne spomnim.
Sweet for me. I was sitting in my basement. I just rolled myself a taste of something green and gold and glorious to get me through the day. When my friend yells through my transom, grab your coat and get your hat, son. There's a nut down on the corner, I give dollar bills away. Sat around a bit and then had another hit and then rolled myself a bomber, thought about my mama, looked around, fooled around, played around a while and then
I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and it rolled right by. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned.
It took 7 months of urging just to get the local virgin with a sweet face up to my place to fool around a bit. And next day she woke up rosy and she snuggled up so cozy. But when she asked me how I'd liked it, Lord, it hurt me to admit.
I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned.
Yes, I was.
And it rolled right by.
Yes, it did.
I was stoned.
Oh, yes, I was.
I was stoned. I was stoned. Oh, me, oh, my.
Go get it. No excuses for the many things I uses just to brighten my relationships and sweeten up my day. But when my earthly race is over and I'm ready for the clover.
Shel Silvestrin je 1970. Leta objavil ploščo s pesmimi za film Ned Kelly, zatem še album z naslovom Fakem, pa Inside Shel Silvestrin in Crouching on the Outside. 1972. Leta je sedila prav tako že omenjena plošča Songs and Stories, s katere poslušajmo še klasiko o zakajanju z naslovom Great American Smoke Off, znano tudi pod naslovom Marahuana.
Now in the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lived a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably knew her well. She was stoned 15 of her 18 years, and her story was widely told that she could smoke 'em faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend finally reached New York, that Grove Street walk-up flat, where dwelt the Calistoga Kid, a beatnik from the past. He'd been rolling dope since time began. Now he took a culture toke and said, Jim, I can roll 'em faster than any chick can smoke. So a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship of the world. The kid demands a smoke-off. Well, bring him on, says Pearl. I grind his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops. Says Callisto, I'll smoke that chick till she blows up and pops. So they rent out Yankee Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all who walk or crawl, tickets just two lids ahead. And from every town and hamlet, over land and sea they speed, the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. hashishers from Morocco, hemp smokers from Peru, and the shashniks from Bagun who smoke the deadly pugaroo, and those who call it light of life, and those that call it boo. See the dealers and their ladies wearing turquoise lace and leather. See the narcos and the closet smokers puffing all together. From the teenies who smoke legal to the ones who've done some time to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was crime. And the grand old house that Ruth built is filled with the smokes and cries of 50,000 screaming heads, all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits the Kid and Pearl, ready for their smoking war. At a table piled up high with grass, as high as a mountain peak, just tops and buds of the rarest flowers, not one stem, branch, or seed. I mean a Maui, Wowie, a Panama Red, Acapulco Gold, Keef from East Afghanistan, and that rare Alaska Cold. And there's sticks from Thailand, Gains from the island, and Bangkok's blooming best, and some of that wet imported shit that capsized off Key West. There's Oaxacan Tops, and Kenya Bang, and Riviera Floors, and that rare Manhattan Silver that grows down the New York sewers. And there's bubbling ice cold lemonade and sweet grapes by the bunches. And there's Hershey bars and Oreos in case anybody gets the munches. And the Calistoga Kid, he smiles, and Pearlie, she just grins. And the drums roll low, wah, and the crowd yells, go, go, go! And the world's first smoke-off begins. Well, the Kid, he flicks his fingers once, zap, that first joint rolled. Pearl takes one toke with her famous lungs, and whoosh, that roach is cold. Then the Kid, he rolls his super bomb that would paralyze a moose, and Pearl takes one mighty hit, and that bomb's defused. And then he rolls three in just 10 seconds, and she smokes him up in nine. And everybody sits back and says, hey, this just might take some time. See the blur of flying fingers, see the red coal burning bright, as the night turns into morning, and the morning fades to night, and the autumn turns to summer, and a whole damn year is gone, and the two still sit on that roach-filled stage, smoking and rolling. With trembling hands, he rolls his J's, with fingers blue and stiff, she coughs and stares with bloodshot gaze and puffs through blistered lips. And as she reaches out her hand for another stick of gold, the Kid, he gasps, damn it, bitch, there's nothing left to roll. Nothing left to roll, screams Pearl. Is this some twisted joke? I didn't come here to around, man, I come here to smoke. And she reaches across the table and grabs his bony sleeves and crumbles his body between her hands like dried and brittle leaves, flicking out his teeth and bones like useless stems and seeds. And then she rolls him in a zigzag and lights him like a roach, and the fastest man with the fastest hands goes up in a puff of smoke. In the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lives a girl named Pearlie Sweetcake. You probably know her well. She'd been stoned 21 of her 24 years, and her story is still widely told, how she still can smoke them faster than any dude can roll. While off in New York City, on a street that has no name, there's the hands of the Calistoga Kid in the Viper Hall of Fame. And underneath his fingers, there's a little golden scroll that says, beware of being the roller when there's nothing left to roll.
Sedila je še plošča The Great Conch Train Robbery in plošče s pripovedkami za otroke A Light in the Attic in Where the Sidewalks Ends. Ena najbolj znanih Silvestinovih pripovedk za otroke je The Giving Tree iz 1964. Leta, ki jo še vedno ponatiskujejo. Poslušajmo, kako jo je recitiral šel Silvestin sam. The Giving Tree.
Once there was a tree and she loved a little boy. And every day the boy would come and he would gather her leaves and make them into crowns and play king of the forest. He would climb up her trunk and swing from her branches and eat apples. And they would play hide and go seek. And when he was tired, he would sleep in her shade. And the boy loved the tree very much. And the tree was happy. But time went by, and the boy grew older, and the tree was often alone. Then one day the boy came to the tree, and the tree said, "Come, boy. Come and climb up my trunk and swing from my branches and eat apples and play in my shade and be happy." "I am too big to climb and play," said the boy. "I want to buy things and have fun. I want some money. Can you give me some money?" "I'm sorry," said the tree, "but I have no money. I have only leaves and apples. Take my apples, boy, and sell them in the city. Then you will have money and you will be happy." And so the boy climbed up the tree and gathered her apples and carried them away. And the tree was happy. But then the boy stayed away for a long time and the tree was sad. And then one day the boy came back, and the tree shook with joy, and she said, "Come, boy, climb up my trunk and swing from my branches and be happy." "I am too busy to climb trees," said the boy. "I want a house to keep me warm," he said. "I want a wife and I want children, and so I need a house. Can you give me a house?" "I have no house," said the tree. "The forest is my house. But you may cut off my branches and build a house. Then you will be happy." And so the boy cut off her branches and carried them away to build his house. And the tree was happy. But then the boy stayed away for a long, long time. And when he came back, the tree was so happy she could hardly speak. "Come, boy," she whispered, "come and play." "I am too old and sad to play," said the boy. "I want a boat that will take me far away from here. Can you give me a boat?" "Cut down my trunk and make a boat," said the tree. "Then you can sail away and be happy." And so the boy cut down her trunk and made a boat and sailed away. And the tree was happy, but not really happy. And so, after a long time, the boy came back again. "I am sorry, boy," said the tree, "but I have nothing left to give you. My apples are gone." "My teeth are too weak for apples," said the boy. "My branches are gone," said the tree. "You cannot swing on them." "I am too old to swing on branches," said the boy. "My trunk is gone," said the tree. "You cannot climb." I am too tired to climb, said the boy. I'm sorry, sighed the tree. I wish that I could give you something, but I have nothing left. I am just an old stump. I'm sorry, boy. I don't need very much now, said the boy. Just a quiet place to sit and rest. I am very tired. Well, said the tree, straightening herself up as much as she could. Well, an old stump is good for sitting and resting. Come, boy, sit down. Sit down and rest. And the boy did. And the tree was happy.
Shelley Silverstein je 1983 leta napisal še gledališko delo z naslovom Wild Life, ki je imelo velik uspeh. Napisal je glasbo za več filmov in bil s pesmijo I'm Checking Out, ki jo je napisal za film Postcards from the Edge, nominiran za Oscarja. 10. maja 1999 leta je umrl za posledicami srčnega napada na svojem domu v Key Westu na Floridi. K njegovim pesmim se bomo še vračali, pretežno v izvedbah drugih. Naslednji teden bomo v redni oddaji iz zakona poslušali posnetke, ki jih je v zadnjih 5 letih naredila Marianne Faithfull. Milko Poštrak pa vas do takrat pozdravljam s pesmijo Shella Silverstina Bury Me in My Shades. Lepo zdrav.
In a pad with no heat up on Sullivan Street, the last of the hipsters lay dying, wearing his shade so like no one could tell, like whether or not he was crying. All the junkies and loners and coffee shop owners were all gathered round his bed. He took one last puff of some imported stuff, and these are the last words he said. He said, send my sandals home to mom, hang my t-shirt away, burn my guitar in Washington Square, 'cause I never learned how to play. Give my pad to some needy lad and tell him the rent is all paid. Keep my cash and my stash and my hash, but bury me in my shades. Chorus.
Bury me in my shades, boys. Bury me in my shades. Burn my guitar in Washington Square, but bury me in my shades.
He said, give my Brooklyn chicks away to anyone who needs them. Give all of my poems away to anyone who read them. Dig me a grave neath the coffee shop and let a sad folk song be played. Get everyone high on the moment I die. Bury me in my shades. Chorus,
bury me in my shades, boys. Burn my guitar in Washington Square, but bury me in my shades.
We threw his sandals out in the hall. We left his t-shirt lay. We sold his guitar at the corner bar to someone who knew how to play. We smoked all his stash and spent all his cash and threw all his poems away. And Bob got his records, Ed got his books, and I got the poor beatnik shades. Oh,
bury me in my shades, boy. Bury me in my shades. Burn my guitar in Washington Square. But bury me in my shades.
Did you forget the folk singer so soon? And did you forget my song?